As I was saying, why most people are hurt by other people, why you see so much church hurt. Ministry House is about reaching the lost and the broken. And most of the broken are come from church hurt. You know, but why is that? Why does so many people experience church hurt? You know, why can you be so affected by the church? And what the Lord has shown me is it is a misplaced trust. And in the Lord's Word, in Psalms 146, 3 and 4, it says, "Do not put your trust in princes and human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, then they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord."
Amen.
One other scripture I want to read here is in Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8. It says, "This is what the Lord says, 'Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like brush in the waste. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in parched places of the desert, in the salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves always green. It has no worries in the year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." Now, I read out of the NIV. I like the way it worded. It's a little different, but I like the way the wording was.
What was the chapter and verse again in Jeremiah?
That was Jeremiah 17, 5, 8. And I read out of different versions. But I like the way it worded it. And it's really simple when you look at it. And what the Lord is saying is, you know, this generation has put so much emphasis on people. So much trust on people.
Mm-hmm.
We uphold the pastor. We uphold the deacon. We uphold, you know, we uphold people way up here to the high standard level. In all reality, they're just people too.
That's right.
They struggle with their flesh. They struggle with things in life. They have day-to-day hurts, day-to-day things. You know, and when we have placed our trust in those people, and then they do something that hurts us.
Yep.
That tramples us.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the Lord's saying, "Trust in me."
That's right.
You understand that putting your trust in someone else, according to the Word of God, is considered sin.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? You're placing them really above the Lord when you trust that person more than you trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that? Because they can so easily hurt you. and tear you down. See, Jesus faced the same thing with his disciples. Peter, he stood up and, "Far be it from you, Lord," trying to prevent him from going to the cross. Jesus knew what he was come to do. He knew his purpose. He had a divine relationship with the Lord. He was 100% man, but he was 100% God also.
Yes.
Jesus was the example of when other people do things that hurt you. It never swayed him one bit. He simply rebuked Peter and went on.
Mm-hmm.
"Get behind me, Satan." Simply rebuked him and went on. Judas Iscariot, same thing. You know, but Jesus had a purpose. He had a trust in the Lord. He had it nailed down. He knew what he was doing. He knew what he had come to do. You know, he knew what he was supposed to do. A lot of times we are trying to find out what we're supposed to do through other people.
Mm-hmm.
Through the pastor, through the worship leaders. A lot of times we allow them to do church for us.
Ooh.
Jesus had a real relationship. That's what he's called us to do. You know, Satan's number one goal is to divide the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Has been from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If he can keep the body divided up, why do you think there's so many different denominations? This one's wrong, that one's wrong, this one's wrong, this one's wrong, you're wrong. Well, who's right? Only the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jesus Christ. "I am the way, the truth, and the light." That's it. "No man comes to the Father except by me." That's the gospel truth. That's the gospel truth. But Satan always likes to throw his monkey wrenches in and mess with the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we fall victim to it because we have misplaced trust. And I believe the Lord is saying to the body, place your trust in me where it lasts, where I don't fail,
mm-hmm.
where I don't give up.
That's right.
Where I don't let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll take care of you. Where I'll feed you when you're hungry. Where I'll clothe you when you're naked.
Yes.
That's the Lord. That's what he does. People will always fail you.
Yes.
I will fail you. Penny will fail you. We will let you down.
That's right.
The Lord never fails you. He's always got your best interest in mind and at hand. And is willing to lift you up. And is willing to take care of you. But so many people, I don't know if you guys see it. I see it. The Lord shows me. So many people are hurt by other people.
Mm-hmm.
They're hurt. They're broken. Other people has hurt them and broke them. And it's hard. It's a hard thing to get in their face with this word when they're hurt like that.
Mm-hmm.
And say, "This is why you have misplaced trust." I know you don't want to hear it, but you do. Your misplaced trust is in those people.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the Lord.
That's right.
I always tell my wife, I'll never be able to be whatever you want me to be. I will never be able to fulfill what you want me to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
I will never do that. I can't. I can be here to help. I can be your husband. But I'll never be able to fill the void that is missing in you.
Come on,
ever.
Yes.
I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And neither can any of you.
That's right.
It only comes from Christ. And Christ alone.
Yes.
So many teenagers this day. Sought out for boys, sought out for girls, sought out for drugs, sought out for alcohol. Because there's a void missing. And they don't know how to fill it.
That's right.
I did a little study. I was gonna do a diet, and I did this study on it, and what it showed is most of Americans struggle with obesity. I suffer from it myself, but the reason being is because when we're hungry, most of Americans are dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And see, our brain receives signals of when we're dehydrated and we want water, that we're hungry. We get a hunger feeling. And so if you don't know that your body's dehydrated because you hadn't drunk water all day long, you misread that in your brain that I'm hungry.
Oh.
I want to eat.
Yeah.
See how that works?
Yeah.
And I have tested and proved that that is true. If I didn't drink water all day, I feel like I just want something. I don't know what. But then I go back and remember, wait a minute, I haven't had any water today. I haven't had, the amount of water that is required. And every time that I have the amount of water that is required, I don't hunger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't thirst. I don't have those cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Try that in your diet plan, but also try it in the Lord.
That's right.
Because when you're soaking up in the presence and the Word of God, when you're constantly feeding yourself,
yeah,
you don't have cravings and hungers for other things.
Come on.
You don't have craving and hunger for what other people could offer, because they can't offer you anything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They can't offer you nothing. The Word says that they're just going to go right back to the dust.
Mm-hmm.
What can they offer you? What is money? What is possessions of this earth?
Exactly.
Nothing. Nothing. When you look at it in a godly aspect, when you look at it in a spiritual sense, it means nothing. Now, I've heard it said that you're too heavenly minded to be no earthly good. I like to say you can't be earthly good unless you're heavenly minded.
Come on. Yes.
Unless you're heavenly minded, unless you're focused on Jesus, you're no good to anyone at all. Not even yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even put trust in your own flesh.
That's right.
Paul said it in his writing. If you've got a right to put it in yours, I've got even the more right to put it in mine.
Mm-hmm.
Paul's saying you don't put trust in the flesh, not even yourself. I don't trust me.
Right there in Jeremiah, what you were reading. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?
I don't trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust you?
No.
Does anybody in the room trust themselves?
Nope.
Because if you do, then there's a misplaced trust.
That's right.
Our trust should be only focused on the Lord. People's going to let you down. That man's going to hurt you. That woman's going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you've not placed that trust and focus in the Lord. But when you're sold out, just as Jesus was sold out, you will not be swayed. They can do whatever they want. They'll not be swayed. My wife had a dream two nights ago. She said, it was the strangest dream. And it's so awesome how it goes right along with the scripture. I'm not lifted up above anybody. So I don't want you to think that. But it does go right along with this. And she said, this is the wildest dream I ever had. Oh, yeah. And she said, yeah. She said, we were trying to sell some gold, and you told me that I needed to accept this amount of money for it, not any less, and the people was offering me this amount of money. Okay, I'm just listening to the story, and it goes on. It says, well, we got back at home, and it says that hundreds and hundreds of people just started coming. And she said, I didn't understand it. She said, but there's some people I recognized, and some people I didn't, but they all started coming. He said, and they gathered around you. Four guys gathered around you. And they started beating you with boards.
Mm.
I said, okay. She said, But the strange thing was, is you've never done nothing to fight back. You just took it. And they beat you all the way to the ground. And they just kept beating you. And kept beating you. And kept beating you. She said, and I tried to go and rescue you, and they grabbed me and told me that that wasn't in my best interest, that I shouldn't do that. She said, and finally they just, you know, beat you all the way down and until they were done.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, all right, I got beat to death here. And she said, well, then they got me. And they started striping my back. They, you know, she said, they yanked my shirt off, and I was covered up. You know, I had bra on, she said, but I could just cover it up, she said. And they just started beating my back with whips. And they just kept beating me. And she said, every time they would hit me, you know, it was just like it was tearing. Oh, my goodness, you know. And they just beat her all the way to the ground. And she said she looked, and it was just all tore all to pieces. And this guy that she recognized was part of her family. Mm. And he come over and laid his hand on her back. She said, please don't touch me. He said, I tried to tell you, and you wouldn't listen. And she said, please get your hand off of me. He said, I'm not going to move my hand. And he just pushed even more. And there's coming a day that that's not going to be a dream. It's going to be a reality. And if there's misplaced trust, if we're not sold out for Jesus, I won't react in that dream the way I reacted in that dream. If I'm not sold out for Christ, I'm going to react out of the flesh. Mm-hmm. I know that. Everyone in this room knows that. No human's going to sit and do it. Jesus couldn't have done it. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him and strengthened him to do it. Can none of us do it? Mm-mm. We can't go through it. When people rise up to hurt us and to harm us, see, either the Spirit of the Lord will rise up or your flesh will rise up.
That's right.
But one of the two is going to rise.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trusting in today? Where are you placing your faith today? Because we have just learned that trusting in anything else other than the Lord is sin. I'm not here to bash you. I'm not here to condemn you. I don't think the Lord gave you this message to condemn you, but to raise awareness of the body of Christ. And especially the young people. Especially. Because they don't know this. I'm young. I'm not that clever. I can't come up with these words. I can't come up with this special. I can't come up with none of this. You know, if you want to get technical, I hadn't lived long enough to know this kind of stuff. But the Lord knows all. The Lord knows all. He knows what His people needs. And that's all I can say with it. He knows what His people needs. And right now the Lord says, my people has misplaced trust. They're trusting in the preachers. They're trusting in their teachers. They're trusting in everything around them. But they're not pursuing the relationship themselves. They're not digging in the Word themselves. They're not reading. They're not praying themselves. They're not seeking after me themselves. There's a sad day coming that if they're not, or we're not, it will show. It shows every time that somebody cuts you off on the road and you hang them the bird and cuss them out. It shows.
Mm-hmm.
We're the body of Christ. And I hate even saying it, but the body of Christ has failed their job before people. We have failed our job before mm-hmm. people. People can't even stand the even mention of a church. We didn't name Ministry House because of anything else other than we just didn't want to be affiliated with church. Because so many people are hurt by the church. And offended with the church. Because we haven't been being what we should be. Mm-hmm. Me included. I can't sit up here without fault. Me included. There's been areas of my life that I failed. Tremendously. I failed. Failed before people that weren't believers. That's the worst. Especially when you're trying to win these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fall before them.
Yep.
It's terrible. That's a hard conviction to handle. That's a hard whooping. And anybody that's ever experienced it know what I'm talking about. It's a hard whooping to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, the Lord gave me a little quote. You know, and I was following behind a car one time, and he hit his brakes on like a car does. The lights lit up on the rear of the car, and I was just driving along. You know, I don't know why the Lord does it, but every time I'm driving, he gives me something. It's just awesome. I'm driving along, this person hits the brakes, and they're slowing down, and we're getting up to the stop sign, and he's slowing down even more, and the Lord said, you see how that works? He hits the brakes, you know, and I wrote it down, and see us, when somebody hits the brakes in front of you, all you see is the lights come on. That's all you see. You don't see how hard they press that brake pedal or how soft they press that brake pedal. Mm-hmm. All you see is the lights come on.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when you sin in front of an unbeliever or other people. They don't see how bad you've sinned or how little you've sinned. Only thing they see is the fact that you're sinning.
That's good.
That's what the Lord shared with me.
Ooh.
I thought, wow. They don't see anything else except the fact that you're sinning. That kills your testimony. It kills your word. For anything that you could offer them, it kills it instantly. Just like that. And they're like, well, because they have misplaced trust also.
Mm-hmm.
Their trust is not on the Lord. It's on humans. See? Body of Christ does it. Not on the Lord, on humans. Well, because worship leader so-and-so did such-and-such, we're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It just, nope. They don't line up. We're out of here.
They didn't talk to me. They didn't shake my hand. They didn't smile at me. They didn't whatever. And people take offense.
And how many times do you see that happening? How many people do you see hurt? Walk into a church and ask. I dare you. Walk into a church and ask. Any church. Ask them if they're offended with people in the church. I'm going to be like a little kid. I double dog, triple dog dare you. Because I guarantee you're going to find some. You're going to find more than some.
No.
There's going to be a lot. And if we would place our trust back in the Lord where it belongs, the percentage of that would go straight to the ground. Where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said Satan's goal is to keep you divided?
Mm-hmm.
If he can do that, he's winning. So far, he's winning the battle. My wife was reading a book last night. It's The Spirit of Python. It's from Jensen Franklin. And one of the things that I loved what he put in there was talking about how Satan works and stuff. And says, that the only true power that he has at all is the power that you give him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, Jesus defeated everything that he had, took every key that he had, he took it all. He won the victory. And he said, I'll restore you back to what I first created. I first created Adam and Eve to walk in the garden, take dominion, have dominion over everything and subdue the earth. That's what I created you for. To rule and reign over everything under the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus paid the price, he paid the price for it all. He said, I give it back. See, we don't understand. When we have a misplaced trust, we don't have that authority. We don't rule and reign in that authority. But the moment we put it back on the Lord, we can stomp the devil's head and put him back in his place. I said, no, I understand. I know where this is coming from. It's straight from the pit. It's an attack of the enemy. This person did not hurt me. This person did not do this to me. I've had it, and it hurts. It hurts bad, but you got to realize that it's the enemy. It ain't the person themselves. If that was the case, then Peter was the devil. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he? Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. If that was the case, Peter was Satan. But after that, Peter won a lot of people to the Lord. So that tells you that it's not the people. It's the enemy. Misplaced trust in people. You know? And we are the blame. Everybody wants to blame the devil. But we're the blame because we give him the power to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You have victory, you have power over every attack of the enemy. Take it. It's yours. It was paid for. Completely through and through. It's one thing the Lord told me about my healing. When I had acid reflux, I had it bad. The Lord told me, he said, I paid for that. I paid for your healing. Don't you accept less than what I paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Lest you discredit what I've done. Because I did it. And I said, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my healing. I don't have acid reflux today. It's a disease uncurable. You have to take medication for it every day. But the Lord said, I paid for it. I'm not some big something. I'm not. I just accepted it when the Lord spoke. I just accepted it. That was it. I struggled with that stuff. It affected me. It affected everything about me. I didn't really want to pray for people's healing because I dealt with that. Thought, well, I can't pray for their healing. I don't even have enough faith to be healed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I thought. The Lord sure did change my attitude. You know, we get so wrapped up in self-righteousness. And I got that on the way to work this morning. Seen some people doing community service on the side of the road, raining. Okay, pouring down rain. And I got ill. I thought, what? You make these people get out here in the pouring down rain? Picking up trash? I said, what kind of government is this, you know? Sweetest rebuke ever. Soldiers get out and battle in the rain daily.
Mm-hmm.
They fight through it. If there's no punishment for your actions, there's no initiative to change. Maybe that rain will send people over the top to say, hey, I don't want to go back down this road again. Because rain or shine, I'm going to have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But to begin with, my self-righteousness rose up and said, well, I'll just go get an attorney. I sat and thought of this thing. Well, I'll just go get an attorney and we'll fix this. People shouldn't have to do this, get out in the rain. I was thinking that on the way to work, or on the way here this morning. Lord, just rebuke me just so softly. Don't get in self-righteousness. There's a reason why they're out working in the rain. I'm doing something. Misplaced trust, yes, Lord. You're right. See, even I failed this morning on the way here. I wanted to rise up and do something about it because these people is getting soaking wet. And the Lord simply guided me back. This is so simple. He didn't beat me over the head, and He didn't tear me up one side and down the other. He just gave me simple words. And it's like, wow. Forgive me, Lord, for thinking I'm way up here when I'm not. I'm down here. You should be way up here. Always. I don't know who that's for or what that's for. But I thank you guys for coming out. I really enjoyed it. I know the Lord laid that word on my heart this week. And He laid it on it strong. And He wouldn't quit. He wouldn't give up on it. Even when I was thinking of other things and preaching other things, the Lord said no. Even when I was going to write down, start taking notes, the Lord said no. Normally we would do a point sermon. I think the Lord's taking us away from that kind of stuff. Even with Penny, last week, with their music, or the week before or something, the Lord said no. Mm-hmm. You flow with it. You go with it. You trust me. And I think the Lord's getting us back to a place of trust. Mm-hmm. Just trust me with it. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to have all the answers. You show up and you open your mouth and I'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And worship and word and song, however you do it, you just show up and I'll fill your mouth with what you need to say. Because what you think you need to say might not be what needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
Another self-righteous thing. You think you want to say something to the congregation that might be what you think they should need. No, the Lord always knows what's best. And we have to remember that. Mm-hmm. I have to remember that. No matter how much I've read and how much that I've studied and how much that I've planned out this sermon, the Lord says, nope, that ain't what I want. That ain't what they need to hear. You need to listen and be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to be helped when you do. If you do it your way, you're not going to help anyone. Okay. Yes, Lord. Ronnie called me and he said, brother, can you cover? Said, I'm still sick and I'm not going to be able to do it. You got a sermon ready? Well, no. But if you need me to get one ready, you know, I could get ready. The whole time I didn't have a clue. I'm honest. The whole time I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a 10-point sermon written down. I didn't have a clue. Okay, Lord. What does your people need to hear? And then they give me this word. And then I argued it. Well, they don't need to hear that. Come on. I did. This is my conversation with the Lord. What? Something better than that. We've all had that conversation. You know, y'all looking at me like a cattle looking at gate. We've all had that conversation. Lord, come on. Really? Misplaced trust? That's what I want you to talk about. Okay. I hope you guys are blessed.
Thank you.
Of it. You know, has anybody else got anything to add? Say? You want to preach? Get up and preach. We are definitely open. We're one of the most open people you'll find. I want you to share. I want you to speak what's on your heart.
You know what? What you shared goes a lot with what I was the last week, and when we've got cross purposes, when we want to do what God says, or we want to also do what we want, and we put trust in our part of the conversation, but. Ronnie always called it the unholy but. Yes, Lord, but. And I have been trying to keep in mind God's purpose all week and last week we talked about purpose and patience. And when you've got your own purposes, anything that gets in the way of what you want makes you impatient. But when your purpose is to be conforming to the image of Jesus, which is what God's purpose is for us, then you see every annoyance or everything that doesn't go your way as one of those chiseling tools that he's using in your life. But when we place our trust even in what we think is right or what we think is best for us, we get in the way of what God is doing for us. And we can't trust our feelings, our emotions, even the intentions of our heart. We have to know by the Spirit that what we're doing is God's will for us and God's purpose, as opposed to just what we have determined for ourselves.
That's good. Good word.
Anybody else got anything you want to share?
The Word tells us that we're to deny our flesh daily. Mm-hmm. I believe every morning when we wake up, we should say we need, let us go throughout this day seeing as God sees.
Amen.
Seeing through His eyes, not through our eyes and not through flesh's eyes, but through God's eyes, and thinking as God, not, you know, through our own thoughts and through our own ways and other flesh, but we need to daily see as He sees and think as He thinks.
Amen, sister.
Good
word. It says that we're supposed to put the flesh to death, but the way that we do it is simply by walking in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You walk by the Spirit and the flesh will die. And everything we need in the Christian life is not by what we come up with, not by what we think. We live by the power of God's Spirit. We listen and obey. And that's the Christian life. No rules, no regulations, really. It's what God says. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. Thank you very much.
That's good. That's a good word. Very good.